Dr. Oliveira dictating for September the 6th of 2023. The first patient is Victor Santiago. The last name is Santiago. First name Victor. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is a kidney transplant that is followed in this clinic. The problem that Mr. Santiago is seeing with emergency basis is the presence of hematuria. This patient has a history of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and has been placed on warfarin by the cardiologist. The patient was taking 7.5 milligrams daily. The last dose was around 10 days ago. When the patient started to urinate blood, we ordered the INR. It was 15. He was instructed to stop the use of the warfarin by the cardiologist. The patient continues to urinate. The patient will continue to have hematuria, and yesterday when he called, we decided to repeat the INR, which is 6.5. The patient comes today for evaluation. The patient doesn't have symptoms of hypotension. However, the blood pressure is 90 over 60. The hemoglobin yesterday was 10. The urine continues to be red, and most importantly, there is prolongation of the INR to 6.5. For that reason, we are going to send him with a written note to emergency room for them to address the situation. The most likely way to proceed is administration of vitamin K. The patient is instructed to keep in touch with us. Number two, the patient has a renal transplant that is functioning well. Number three, the patient has a hematuria. However, the colony count for the Pseudomonas aeruginosa is 25 to 50,000. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure. Following number, the patient was found with COVID-19 positive 10 days ago. He still have some cough. However, there is no wheezing or shortness of breath. Plan, emergency room, and the patient is advised to keep in touch with the office and keep the appointment that we have regarding the kidney transplant. We spent 5 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.